Hey, everyone. I'm back from a short hiatus and ready for some exciting episodes coming up. Everything I share begins with my firm belief in helping others and my passion for working with others to turn their inner critic switch off and to help them with the difficulties that come along with being an ADHDer, otherwise known as one who has ADHD. I work with those in the age group of 20 to 50 plus years of age as a volunteer who lack confidence. They are hard on themselves, and they usually don't believe much in themselves. And I am qualified to do so due to my personal experiences with these negative behaviors and thoughts about myself and how I work hard to make them a positive experience. I also have volunteer hours adding up to 11 years experience as a certified confidence coach. I add value to my audience through my unique ability to confidently relate to others by telling my own life stories, which has helped others open up to their experiences and to also let them know they are not alone. Welcome to Operation Playground. I am your host, Dawn Sebesky. I am excited to take you on a roller coaster ride about not only ADHD, but also depression and anxiety that goes hand in hand with ADHD. I will show you ways, tips, and laughter to help you level this coaster out for a smooth ride. Are you ready to start at the top? I'm not. I don't like roller coasters. But anyway, here we go. Episode 8. I am starting with a kindergarten. My first experience of not being the same as my classmates. Being left-handed had its drawbacks. Back in 1966, left-handers were not in abundance. In fact, I was the only one in my class. Today, I see more and more left-handers and always compliment them for fighting nature and not giving up. I remember going home one day, telling my mom I was not able to cut paper. She asks, why? Well, first, Mom, I have to use right-handed scissors, and second, due to being left-handed, the right-handed scissors just didn't work. The teacher tried to teach me how to write with my right hand, and yes, you guessed it, that didn't work either. I was left-handed. I just had to find a way to convince them. So after a discussion with my mom, and my mom's discussion with the teacher, they agreed to keep a pair of left-handed with green rubber handles, scissors, in the teacher's desk until it was time to be creative, which helped me keep up my natural hand skill, which worked much better than the right-hand skill they were thinking I should be using. From this experience, I learned from that day forth, it was going to be a roller coaster uphill battle. Maybe this is why I don't like roller coasters. Laughing out loud. A few grades go by. Handwriting not doing good. Backhand writing. Lead on my palm of my left hand from dragging my pencil across the paper along with my hand and not being able to see what I was writing. Now that's a struggle. Try switching hands one day. Then, in fourth grade, Miss Brown, my teacher, helped me figure it all out. She saw the struggle I had writing and helped me work on it. She helped me get the slants going left instead of right. And thanks to Miss Brown, I ended up with some nice handwriting for a lefty. Being a lefty can have a negative impact on a young person learning to write. Play ball Well, not so much today playing ball, because there's left-hand batters, there's left-handed mitts, so that has changed. Needlecrafts, having to sit at the left end of a table so as to not elbow the person next to you while eating. And last but not least, can cause a person to feel different than others, which can lead to other feelings through processes later on in school and in life. In closing, my Operation Playground started with a pair of left-handed scissors. Until the next episode, think back to when you were growing into your own person. Is there something in your beginning stages of becoming who you are, of your education, that speaks something about you? Think about it.